the UK, Boris Johnson has faced tough questioning amid accusations his government is no longer trusted when it comes to its handling of the coronavirus. In the House of Commons, Mr. Johnson was forced to defend his decision to loosen lockdown measures. While the infection rate remains as high as 8,000 new COVID-19 cases a day across the UK. The Labor opposition's also demanded Mr. Johnson condemn Donald Trump's response to the death of George Floyd in the US. Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley filed this report.
In London, protesters took to the street for a peaceful demonstration in solidarity with those in the US. Nearby, in the House of Commons, the Labour leader, Keir Starmer, was on his feet.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can I start by expressing shock and anger at the death of George Floyd? This has shone a light on racism and hatred experienced by many in the US and beyond. I'm surprised the Prime Minister hasn't said anything about this yet.
Mr. Speaker, let me begin by associating myself absolutely with what the Right Honourable Gentleman had to say about the death of George Floyd. And I think what happened in the United States was appalling, it was inexcusable.
MPs are back at Westminster and having to queue for hours to vote because of social distancing. It was thought Boris Johnson needed at least a few people on the back bench to give him a bounce during Prime Minister's questions. But while he had some support, the pressure was on.
Mr. Speaker, the Telegraph this morning is reporting that the Prime Minister has decided to take direct control of the government's response to the virus. So an obvious question for the Prime Minister, who's been in direct control up till now?
Minister. Let me just say that this government is... I take full responsibility for everything this government has been doing.
Boris Johnson this week moved to lift some of the nation's lockdown restrictions. The trust in the government's approach to COVID-19 has all but gone, according to research. The Labour leader, Keir Starmer, again.
As the director of the Reuters Institute, which commissioned a YouGov poll this weekend, said, I have never, in 10 years of research, seen a drop in trust like we've seen for the UK government.
That research shows less than half of Britons now trust the British government to provide correct information on the pandemic.
Minister, I must say to the Honourable Gentleman, I really do not see the purpose of his endless attacks on public trust and confidence.
Yes, Farmer.
Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister is confusing scrutiny for attacks.
The British government's under increasing pressure over its track and trace system, which began this week. Amid criticism, it's already failing to work. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.